I think the situation there is down to Manchester United, really. I think Manchester United giving clubs permission to speak to him if they agree a deal. But, you know, both clubs have got to agree a deal first. And I don't think that has happened yet.
We're in a situation where you need to know what his future is before you know what else you can do in this.
Oh, no, we're marching on with other deals as well. We're trying to do other deals if we possibly can. As I've said, you know, we're trying to get a few players in. We need a few players. We've got a very, very small squad here. We look after them well, physically and mentally, in respect to getting the players out on the pitch. But we do need cover, yeah.
Possibility of somebody going out, which would be reluctant, as he made quite clear, that Craig Garner and Birmingham City have shown their interest.
Yeah, if there's a deal struck by both clubs and it's a deal again that suits both clubs, then you know we'll let Craig go to Birmingham. If not, then yeah, you know I certainly won't be kicking him out the door. He's done fantastic. He's a great lad. He's wonderful round the club. Wonderful round the dressing room. He's a really, really good lad.
It's a great thing, isn't it, to get to the first full Saturday in January with real momentum in this season.
Yeah, and you know it's going to be a wonderful game. I really, really, you know, you look at Derby, and I've just said now, Derby, from my era, when I was a young boy and everything else, the great players that played there, the great managers who managed there, you know, you're talking about Dave Mackay and Cluffy and that great team that, you know, I think they got the semi-finals of the Champions League as well, what was the European Cup. But wonderful, wonderful place. I played at the baseball ground. I was very lucky to trod up and down the mud, the mud heap as it was there about November time, or even earlier than that then. But they, you know, that stadium, the ground, the supporters, and when you look at their support now, their support, I think, is it the second? They still get the second highest attendance in the Midlands. Yeah, wonderful stadium now. They've got everything in place. Steve had a great time there and then left to go to Newcastle, and they've brought him back, and I think they've made a great decision by bringing him back, because he seems to have got the momentum going there again. They're a Premiership club in the Championship, and they've spent a lot of money on their players. They've got a bigger squad than what we have, more senior pros. So it's not, you know, someone just said, oh, it's one of those, you know, you're playing a lower league team. We're not. We're actually playing a team, I think, who are geared up for Premiership football, both on and off the pitch. So I just see it as being a very, very exciting, cracking cup tie, and one I can't wait for.
And when you get a big crowd for FA Cup third round day, that's part of the occasion, the number of fans they're bringing.
Well, again, you know, being an old so-and-so, I'd love the one end of the ground, even in the Premiership, to be given solely to the away supporters, and that the Premier League bring in place, you know, even if it's just £5 to get in that, you know, let the club subsidise the travel. You know, other clubs only let support away supporters in there for £5 or £2 or whatever. Fill the ends up and make the atmosphere a lot more vibrant. You know, it's fantastic now, but make it more vibrant. Let's do something on the front foot where people are thinking, oh, they are now working to help the general public to come in and watch football matches. Because for years and years and years, you know, the public have continually had to find more money to come and watch the Premier League. Yet there's so much more money coming into it from television, from commercial sides, that, you know, maybe it's time that they cut that a little bit and said to the public, the people who really, really are great football supporters, we're going to help you. And I think doing that, you know, 7,000 tickets Derby have sold you listen to the atmosphere, it's just going to be absolutely fantastic.